Money Buddy Podcast, brought to you by Money and Me, an investor education and awareness initiative by PGIM India Mutual Fund.
We've all heard the saying, don't put all your eggs into one basket. And you're going to hear it a lot on today's podcast. Welcome back to Money Buddy by PGIM India Mutual Fund, where CEO of PGIM India Mutual Fund, Ajith Menon, shares his valuable insights on various different topics of interest in the world of investing. For any of you who are trying to accelerate your investment journeys, switch things up, maybe add a little something to your portfolios, this is a good series, right, where you can dive into a diverse range of topics and think about where you're at in your personal journeys. Now, I was saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And as it's true for anything in life, it also stands true for investing. Risk concentration is an important aspect to get a hold of when it comes to managing your wealth, personal finance planning, and getting to where you want to be. But it's also one of those things that is often less understood or maybe misunderstood. So Ajith is here to clarify some of that for us on today's podcast. Let's dive in, everybody.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Money Buddy. I'm Ajith Menon, CEO of PGIM India Mutual Fund, bringing you this new topic, which is the number one risk to your investments. And that number one risk, I would say, is concentration. The aspect of concentrating all your investments or money unknowingly into just one type of investment. There are many nuances here, and I'm going to take you through all of that in this short episode as well. But just to reiterate that aspect, that there is a big risk that many of you unknowingly would be doing with your investments, and that's about concentrating it in one asset class or one type of asset class. All of us remember, you know, what our grandmothers have always said, right? Don't put all your eggs in one basket, right? Bad idea. We know that. And I think that's a superb rule when it comes to your money and investment. The way to take care of this risk, of this unknowing risk that we get affected by concentrating all our investments in an area where we think we'll make the best returns, is to diversify your investments into multiple baskets of assets that you can make money with. And I think that, you know, we routinely do this with our money. We are humans. We sort of look at what our friends and, you know, colleagues are doing, or what we are reading in the newspapers and what we hear on WhatsApp. And we sort of have this, well, can I call it the herd mentality, as some experts call it, that, hey, if everybody's doing it, it's good. Let me also jump into it with my money. And many a time you jump into it with a larger proportion of your money. And that's where the concentration risk sort of gets in. It's very few times that it actually does better than that. Most of the time, it struggles to give you a return which is positive after considering inflation and your taxes as well. Now, you know, when you look at many people that you might know or you read or you see on social media, you look at whether it's affluent people, you know, you will see that most of them have their money in real estate, and you imagine that's one way of creating, you know, long-term wealth. And a lot of people just, you know, love real estate. A lot of people like fixed deposits. A lot of people want all of their money to be in equities because they think that's a good way. And none of that is wrong, right? You can use real estate to create a stream of income. Not bad at all. You keep money in the bank. It's safe. You can use that for emergencies if it comes up. Not bad at all. And sure, equities create wealth over the long term. Not bad at all. The problem is if you have all of your money or a very large percentage of your money in just that one asset class. And amongst most of the young people today, a lot of money coming into the equity markets and into mutual funds. Not bad at all for young people, since they have a long time ahead of them to take care of all of this. But here is the key. Even if you're putting most of your money into equity as a young investor, you still run the risk of concentration. Not of the risk of concentration of having all your money in equity. Yeah, sure, that's one aspect. But the probability that much of the money that you're putting into equities is going into categories that you believe is giving the best returns at that point of time. So today, for instance, we see a lot of money in the mutual fund industry getting into thematic funds and small cap funds. Sure, these are great products for a very long term, but it should always be one part of your asset allocation. And you would just tend to look at social media or, you know, apps that you use and say, hey, these are the products that are making the highest returns today. Let's get in there. It's very likely that there's one category that's doing very well at a point in time in the market. Not all categories do well all the time, right? And so you probably run the risk of saying all of your money or a large percentage of your money is going into one theme or one market capitalization in the market. It might be all small caps or, you know, all mid caps and things like that. None of it is, like I said, bad in itself. The real risk is of concentration. So what can you do about this is one question that one would ask. And well, the simple answer, you already know it, is diversify. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. I did talk in an earlier episode about the 7 different investment asset categories that everybody in the world has to make money. It's equity, it's fixed income, you know, debentures, bonds, fixed deposits, things like that. The third is gold and precious metals. The fourth is commodities. Yes, people invest in commodities as well. The fifth is currency. Some people look at investing in currencies. The sixth is real estate, you know, land, residential, commercial, things like that. And the seventh is what I call alternate assets. I think you should hopefully listen to that episode to get a good idea of these 7 asset classes and what alternates really is. That includes things like Bitcoin and paintings and private equity and things like that. But listen to that episode to get a little bit more idea of the 7 assets. The point I'm trying to drive here is that what you should attempt to do is to have as many of these 7 asset classes in your investments over time. That will help you take care of this concentration risk. Within equity, now let's assume that I'm talking and a lot of you have already investments in mutual funds and direct equity. I think the other thing that you can do is look at your investments there and say, hey, am I hopefully spread my money around not just small caps, but also into mid caps and also into large caps and also into hybrid products and things like that? Then you're good to go. You're doing a damn good job if you're doing that. But if your money is all sort of, oh, you see that, you know, 40-50% of your money seems to be in one category and one type of funds, what can you do there, right? And again, I'm not going to say, hey, don't do this or don't do that, but what can you do there? Is there a strategy that you could adopt? Looking at companies that have a sustainable growth path in their profits and their sales. There are companies, there are managers who look at value investing, which is, which are the companies which are out of favor today and are available cheap and, you know, they're good business. Okay, let me invest in that. Long term, that's going to do good. Some managers are going to go with momentum and say, I don't care. I'm just going to go with what's working in the market right now and I'm going to trade around it and I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And then there are other styles which could be a mix of the first two and things like that. So the least you can do is to do some research and say that even if I've got, you know, 40% of my money in, let's say, the small cap category, right? Not a bad thing. Well, I would always love you to diversify much more, but not a bad thing if I can figure out that amongst the small cap funds that I have, am I diversified in investing styles, right? Have I got some growth fund managers and some value fund managers and some momentum fund managers and things like that? And you'll have to do some research around that. Or then, as I always say, if you have a trusted advisor, you could ask him or her these questions to find out whether you have diversification of style of investing in your equity investments. That's the least you should do, because some style or the other is going to be out of favor and some style is going to be in favor in the market. And the risk you run is that you probably have a lot of money, yes, and you're doing good that you have invested it, but you're probably focused around a style that's working well currently, and all of your managers are in that one particular style that's working, obviously. And, you know, you look at some other managers and say, hey, they are in the same category, but they don't seem to be doing well. Why should I invest with them? But they're just following a style that's out of favor. favor at this point of time. And the markets balance themselves out over time. One style goes down, the other style comes back up over time. So the smart thing to do is diversify across styles. So I hope that I've given you, you know, a sort of a simple conceptual idea and strategy to say, okay, I need to be diversified. Good idea. I'll think about the seven assets and I'll do that. But hey, I think I'm young enough. I'm going to put money in equity. Okay, then if you're putting money in equity, do you have concentration to just one theme or one category? Okay, I've taken care of that as well. And I'm okay with having a little extra in the small cap category today or a mid cap category. Then the question to ask is, have I diversified myself across three or four styles that my managers follow? You are then good to go, my friend. Nothing to worry. So that's the idea of not being concentrated. There is one aspect as well to think about, which is a little more philosophical, I would say. Most people make their incomes and their money using one skill. You're a great techie. You're a great doctor. You're a great chartered accountant. Whatever it is, that's your profession. That's what you make money from. Eventually in life, as you live a long and happy and healthy life, remember that, you know, having just that one skill to make money is also a concentration risk. The best idea to help your children, for instance, and yourself is hopefully you build a couple of skills from which you can make money. And if you can do that, that would be perfect. You know of people who have quit their jobs and have become yoga teachers, or quit their jobs and become bakers, quit their jobs and taking care of pets, you know, and doing things like that, becoming a fitness trainer. I mean, things you enjoy. So if you can build on some of your hobbies and interests in a way that you can earn whatever little money from it, that's a powerful way to not be concentrated in the biggest thing in life, which is that one skill from which you're earning your income. But that's one philosophical angle to concentration risk in your life as well, and your skills. So you can bulletproof yourself if you can diversify not just your investments, but the skills that you hold. So let me stop there and hopefully catch you in the next episode with a different topic. I hope you enjoyed this one. Bye-bye.
You know what? Truly, do not put all your eggs into one basket. I might get a tattoo saying the same thing just to remind me to follow that every step of the way. Thanks for tuning in, folks. And I'm sure you found this conversation, as always, very, very useful. But, you know, Ajith and I will always remind you that your financial advisor is the person you need to go to when it comes to making those decisions. This podcast definitely does a lot for getting you to think a little about where you're at in your investment journey and where you want to be. But the person who can get you there, that is your trusted financial advisor. So make sure that you go to them with any questions or clarifications that you might want. For now, this is me, Ahalya, signing off on this episode of Money Buddy, brought to you by PGIM India Mutual Fund. We'll be back soon with another podcast, but in the meantime, happy investing. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.
Money Buddy Podcast, brought to you by Money and Me, an investor education and awareness initiative by PGIM India Mutual Fund.